counterterrorism officials worry a lot about what young American Muslims see online. The Islamic State, or ISIS, has inspired about 5,000 Westerners to travel to its territory in recent years.
This next story explores what Muslims see online, but also offers a broader view of the Muslim community. Some young entrepreneurs have created a matchmaking service.
It seeks to empower young Muslims by showing them they are not alone in a country where they are a minority. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
So there's a term that a lot of Muslim millennials use to describe themselves, MIPSTER. That's M-I-P-S-T-E-R, and it's short for Muslim hipster. And I met one of them, Humaira Mubin, at a trendy sushi restaurant in Northern Virginia.
I became a part of this community called MIPSTERS, and it was a bunch of proud Muslim Americans coming together talking about a lot of issues. And one of the topics of discussion was always trying to get married.
Apparently, it's hard to find someone who is not only compatible, but also shares this mix of Muslim and American values.
And then we were talking about this for about a year, and a year into being a part of this community, I jokingly said, like, why don't I make a website to connect all of you, because you all seem really cool, so why don't we just connect with each other?
And then the emails started pouring in. People were asking where to sign up. Mubin tried to explain that it was just a joke, but eventually she felt compelled to build a website to help Muslims find each other, and it's called Ishqr.
I'd say if Instagram and dating apps had a baby, it would be Ishqr.
Ishq is the Arabic word for love, and the R was added at the end, Mubin says, to make it sound more hip. She pulls up the new app on her phone.
So then when you sign up, it asks you for a lot of basic information, a nickname that you would like to share with users because your real name is kept secret.
Your religious preference, Shia, Sunni, or one of the options to check is, and I'm quoting here, just Muslim, yo. Then it asks why you've come to Ishqr.
Oh, I'm just here to make friends. I'm here to test the waters. Or some people are like, no, I'm just here to get married. Don't even talk to me if that's not what you want. If you don't want to get married in the next 5 months, let's not talk.
Now, talking about marriage right up front may sound a little pushy, but apparently it works. Tariq and Ummehani Azam met on Ishqr. He's a medical resident. She's a test development professional. They said they would call me from their house, but it didn't work out quite as planned.
We're actually outside of a Starbucks coffee in our car because the internet at home wasn't working really well, so we didn't want to risk it. So this actually works out pretty well.
Okay.
So I need That's to set awesome. The scene here. Tariq and Ummehani Azam are talking to me through an iPhone app. They're just 10 inches apart, sharing the same set of earbuds. It gives you a peek at their relationship. I asked Ummehani what led her to Ishqr.
This kind of is the first website for the Muslim community in which the person looking to meet someone is creating their own profile, and they're, you know, more involved in what goes into the profile and in, you know, talking about what they're looking for.
And that's important, because on many Muslim online matchmaking sites, parents play matchmaker. Parents write the profile. Parents find and approve potential suitors. And young people don't have much of a say. Tariq was on one of those more traditional sites for a couple of weeks.
So I actually received a phone call from some girl's mother being like, oh, you know, we saw your profile. We really like you. And I was just completely, like, shocked.
So shocked, he deleted his profile on that more traditional site the next day.
That was way too much.
So in addition to keeping parents out of the picture, Ishqr is different from other dating sites in another way. Photos aren't posted. So this is really, and it sounds like a cliche, about someone's personality. Tariq found Ummehani's profile and asked her to read his. Evidently, she liked what she saw. They were married this past May. The Ishqr website itself has been up a little over a year, and more than 6,000 people have signed up. The app went live on iTunes in October. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.